This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Jared, how are you?
Doing great, fellas. Happy Valentine's Day.
Ah, bless you. Yes, it's that is the day. Get some chocolates and flowers, for God's sake, whatever you do.
If I was there, I'd give you both a big, huge hug, man. You guys are amazing.
How's your voice, Jarrett?
It's, Dave, it's getting better, man. I was laughing about that this morning as I just dropped off my daughter at school. I'm like, I'm starting to sound like myself again, man. Worst time ever to lose your voice at Super Bowl. Like, worst time, you know, like, come on. Hey, with all the talking, and you know, I looked at the commissioner, and he's like, yeah, bad time to lose your voice. And he goes, for someone that really likes to talk a lot, this is going to be tough for the rest of my career. Like, I know.
Well, you look great on the field in all those different roles. It had to be very exciting to be part of the Super Bowl, even though obviously you couldn't speak, but just to be there, and also for what you were doing, giving out the Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys before just about, you know, the kind of the excitement here in Chicago, you know, and just like, you know, people thinking about three-peat and people cheering for the Eagles. I'm telling you, New Orleans, it was, as the kids would say, it was lit in New Orleans. Like, the buzz for the game was unbelievable. And I just said, like, this is my 26th Super Bowl that I've been to, and it keeps getting I don't know how it can keep getting bigger and bigger. The game wasn't what we were expecting, but just the vibe around the city and the fans, it was, I mean, you can kind of tell by Radio Row how things like are, how big it is, and like I feel like every single year it keeps getting bigger and bigger. But yeah, our family, that's just, it's an honor. I can't tell you like how cool it is to see this award keep getting bigger every single year. And Eric Armstead is an amazing, amazing guy. And we're excited to welcome him into the family. Can I tell you a cool story, though?
Please.
This is a real cool story. So that the night of honors, Steve Gleason was on the stage with Drew Brees wearing my dad's jersey. And so we, after the end of honors, we're busy doing other stuff, and so like we can't always see the people, everybody backstage, and it is kind of cluster in the back. Everybody's back there. Well, we didn't get a chance to see. We're looking for Steve. Everybody was taking pictures with him, and we didn't get a chance to go up to him and say thank you because they were bringing us back to hand Eric Armstead his jersey with the Man of the Year patch on it. And this is the first time that we've done that. So cool moment. They capture it, but we're all upset because we didn't get a chance to see him. Saturday night at the commissioner's ball, we go and we're like, yo, we're at the party, and we get out of our van and Steve Gleason's right there. And he's about to go in, and we're all like sitting there. So Brittany says something to him, and then I say something with a little bit of voice that I had, just like, thank you for repping my dad's jersey, and like we really do, we love you, and all this other stuff. And he So we didn't know. So we were about to like walk away. And the lady goes, no, he's typing right now. And he types. He says, I love that man. He was talking about my pops. And I was like, oh my goodness. And then my sister was talking a little bit more. And he wrote us this unbelievable message. And we're listening to it. And he does this thing where you tap foreheads with him and look him in the eye, and he mm-hmm. wants you to do that. And both of us did that with him. And it was just one of those cool moments that I'll always remember from the Super Bowl, and just everything that he stands for. And man, it was pretty
powerful. That's great, Jarrett.
Yeah, that is great. I gotta tell you, I watched that way too much of that night, and it was almost like a red carpet thing, you know, like the beginning of it. It was like watching the Oscars or something, waiting for the big show to begin. It was really so much more improved than I remember it years ago.
Molly, I'll tell you what, though. The potency of whatever Snoop had in his trailer was definitely active backstage. Holy cow. Like, I mean, like, soon as you got backstage, like, you walk by, and where his trailer was, it had to be accessible for him to get in and out of costume changes to get to the stage. But holy cow, like, I don't know how he did I don't know how he functioned and did the show, you know?
Well, you saw the show. I'm not sure. I'm not sure a lot of people would call that functioning necessarily, Jared. He's been better, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, we were backstage most of the show, so I didn't really get a chance to. A lot of people at home didn't really enjoy it that much, I guess. I was seeing just on social, but when he came out with the Pittsburgh jersey and uniform on, he walked by me and I was videotaping him. I didn't know if I was supposed to. And then he like kind of gave me, he dapped me up, but I didn't get it on video, but I got him walking by me and he just started laughing. But yeah, huge. I know Snoop's a little controversial, but he's a football guy. That's what, in this climate that we live in, I should say. But big, huge football guy. And funny story was, when my sister was at Fox, she was pregnant with her first, and he was on the show, and he put his hand on her belly and said, it's going to be a boy. Well, almost 9 years later, she sees him again, and she wanted just to tell him, and he remembered the story, and he wanted to know, was it a boy or a girl? And he was like, I got two girls. She goes, I got two girls. But he told the story, remembered the story, and just a lot of props to my pops, man, try to tell his son. He's like, I try to teach my son the hard work and the values of what your dad was all about all the time, like how he worked. And trying to teach the people around me how he works. So it's, man, it's the spirit, man, during those weeks of my pops is just kind of crazy.
Emotional week, because you leave the Super Bowl, you come back and pay your respects to Virginia McCaskey. And I'm sure that, Jarrett, you saw some people in a part of the Bears family. It's a different experience for you. Your connection to the McCaskeys is much more unique than ours. And so I wonder how you would reflect on what this week you went through in terms of seeing people who were here also for whether her wake or the funeral, and just your experience going through that.
Well, I didn't get a chance. My mom went to the funeral, and we both went to the wake, and it's just, David, we are a family. And when it comes to the Bears and what Virginia meant to my family and my mom, it's kind of bizarre. We were just talking about this morning. My mom was going through social media, and she was just looking at a lot of clips that people have been sending her just about Virginia and how she, how, especially when my dad passed, and how hard it was for her to talk about him. And that, she said after Brian Piccolo, the family decided they weren't going to get close to any other player again, but it was just hard. When my dad came around, and I think their relationship was just so strong, and the way that Virginia made my mom feel when she came to this city, and when she was in the 70s, like this is a girl from New Orleans. She didn't really know anything about being up in the Midwest, and Virginia always made her feel comfortable and made her feel like she belonged. And I just it's a big part. My mom has always talked about that, but it's really come back to the forefront just with her passing. And I just think that what she means, and for me, she was like a grandma to me. So I, every time that I see her, it was always a smile and a hug, always asked how I was doing. When the, my kids were born, she would ask how the kids were doing. I've told this before on this airwaves. She would always send them Christmas gifts and different stuff throughout the year. I mean, it was just it was a totally different vibe. And so for me, it was tough. When we walked through that line to see the family, it was hard not to hold back tears because of how amazing she was. And she lived an amazing life. I mean, 102, it's she's not only lived an amazing life, she got a chance to be able to see a lot of football, a lot of Bears football. And to me, that's what made her so special, is that she was, everything about her was top notch. And so she will be missed. And the McCaskey family definitely knows that we're always here with them, and to be able to help keep her legacy and her spirit alive, because they do the same for us with my father. So it'll be a joint effort from now on moving forward.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of tributes to her and the work that she did in her life, and it was a star-studded event. I mean, all of the NFL came out, and we were kind of talking about just the impact. And you know, there's all sorts of people now reacting to what happens next. It feels as if they were well prepared, she was well prepared, and that there won't be any major changes, at least not for some time. And then, you know, Dick Geron passed, which was just awful. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. There's something about when you have like members of the landscape of the Chicago scene that pass away, it stops you cold a little bit, especially for guys like us who were around him a lot too. It's just tough.
Yeah. I have, my story with him was, when
I got a chance to, I got a phone call to be able to go up to work up in Buffalo, and he was a big reason for that, because he knew of me and gave him just to give me the opportunity. It didn't work out, but I got a chance to work out, and, you know, workouts are hard to come by in the NFL, but I just remember up after the lunch, I got a chance to sit down and talk with him, and he was just asking me just about my, you know, my goals and what I'm trying to do, and I just told him, I remember being so honest with him that I told him I'm still so young in the game of football. I don't know what I want to do. Most of the people played since they were, you know, 4 years old. I was, felt like I was just starting after my junior year in high school. So it was just, he was just telling me to stick with it, stay positive, and the work that I needed to do. So very, very thankful for him giving me that opportunity up in Buffalo, man. So he will be missed as well.
Jared, I know that you probably couldn't speak that well, but last week when you did communicate with people around the league, and you're talking to a lot of different people from a lot of different NFL cities or maybe who work for teams, how would you describe what the perception is of what the Bears have done this offseason in landing Ben Johnson and then the direction they're headed now that they're basically starting over?
A lot of positive vibes from people around the league. Everybody just really positive about the movement. I think people that aren't even Bears fans on the outside looking in are just looking at the Ben Johnson hire is, like a lot of people said, the Bears, they got this right. And I said, I was trying to tell them, yeah, they got it right, but this is also a place that Ben wanted to be. He said it. He wanted to be here. And so this, I think it's the start of something special. I was on with Bernstein and Marshall yesterday, and I knew I was going to be on back-to-back days, and not to tell the same story, but this one to me is the biggest one. I told you guys, I've been talking to people over the last couple of weeks, of people who know Ben Johnson, who've been around him. And the person that I was looking forward to hopefully getting a chance to talk to was Jared Goff. And lo and behold, it worked out perfectly. He was the Lions nominee for Walter Payton Man of the Year Award and came over, spoke to our family at our service day on Friday. And then he went back and worked with the kids, and I went up to him and I stopped him. I'm like, I'd kill myself if I didn't ask you about yeah. Ben Johnson. He hit the smile on his face. He's like, "What you want to know?" I was like, "Just tell me." He's like, "Man, you guys got a good one. He's unbelievable." And I'm like, "That's what I want to hear." I'm like, "So is everything that I'm hearing about him as a person, as a coach?" He's like, "Yeah, dude. He's no nonsense. No nonsense whatsoever. Like, you think he looks nice and he's smiley, and then next thing you know, man, he'll get after you on the football field, and he's going to expect a lot, and he expected a lot out of me." And he just talked about how he helped him, you know, resurrect his career again, and how they did it together. And so it just gave me a lot of promise of a guy that, you know, I truly respect his game. I just don't care. He's a Detroit Lion. He's in the division. I respect his game on the football field. And for him to say that to me, I get these guys when they're, you know, just in the moment, and they're talking to me and give me some more information, stuff that I can't really say, but the stuff that they give me that they say I can tell, man, I'm very thankful, because it shows they open up, and he was serious with me. His eyes lit up. He's like, "I love Ben." So that gives me hope. And I just think about what Caleb is going to be able to look forward to, and him opening himself up in year two and having to learn some new things, and build on some of the things that he had success on in year one, and what that can mean between the relationship with Caleb and Ben is exciting to me, and that's what I'm looking forward to. I know they got to build a team, but that relationship is the one that I'm going to be focusing on a lot, because those two are going to be joint together while their time here in Chicago.
Yeah, I think that's well said, because you think about the impact on Goff's career, and they, you know, he was kind of a throw-in. They just wanted Matthew Stafford, and they deemed he wasn't good enough. And then he's good enough that they're considered one of the great teams in the NFL, a team with the potential, had they been healthy, maybe to win a Super Bowl. And I'm sure they'll be a part of it next year. It feels like the Eagles have separated themselves and distanced themselves from everyone the way they finished the season and kind of flew through the playoffs. But that Lions team was awful good. I'll be very curious to see what they look like without Ben Johnson, without Aaron Glenn. You know, that they did lose quite a bit, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, I think that's going to be tough. I mean, you still have you got your man, man in charge, Dan Campbell. So his attitude and what he does is kind of carries that team. But it is going to be different for them. But I do believe, Molly, if they were healthy, man, they got a good chance to make a run, man. That offense, when they were healthy, man, those two backs,
that offensive line
were different.
Yeah,
that offensive line, they are different, and I think that's what Ben has to do and is figure this out. And as we look at free agency, that's where you got to start figuring out what's most important. And we know that the offensive line is important. To me, the center position is so key. Having a guy that can really, be that signal caller, that quarterback of your offense is going to be critical. Then you also got to figure out too, like other positions, where do you spend your money? And I'm glad I'm not Ryan Poles, because that's the difficult part about all this. You also got to find a guard to be able to pair with Darnell Wright too on that right side. So how much money do you spend? You do have six most cap space in the league right now. You got to do it wisely and do it smart. And this is going to be Ryan Poles' opportunity to be able to show how smart he is. Get it and try to get it done and piece this thing together. It's not going to happen overnight, but you got to start setting the foundation and the pieces. To me, a veteran center would be very, very crucial. I would love that, to be able to help out Caleb and take some of the responsibilities away from him.
Jericho, sip some tea.
Yeah.
I will.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. a small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Debora Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Debora.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.